This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Wemmick.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Wemmick? Wemmick?
I don't know which mic it is, mic it is.
Yeah.
We have an unusual, we record these, they come out 3 a week. This time we're only recording three. And we have never had such a sandwich. Like, imagine like the finest piece of steak you've ever had. And both pieces of bread were found, like one of them was found in a diseased bird's nest.
Okay.
And one of them was found in like on a sewer grate about to fall down into Pennywise's shit bucket. Like, this is I don't like the Wemmick. No. I don't like what we're doing Friday. Wednesday is absolutely transcendent.
For sure.
So like it is, but the Wemmick, we have to get, we have to go through the Wemmick to get there.
Yeah.
And I have nothing to say about this fucking Wemmick, man.
So
like, what if centaurs were lions?
Yeah.
What if, what? Motherfucker?
what if? Yeah. Well, okay. Like, so what if centaurs, so it's like a centaur with like a different number of legs? No, it's not like a centipede tar, a centauripede. Okay. No, it's just kind of like good.
I like centauripede.
Yeah.
I was hoping that was going to like, that seemed good to me.
Yeah. No, they just like they stand about 6 or 7 feet high, so they're a little bit shoulder, they're a little bit shorter. Yep. Got a lot of different 10 feet
from head to rump. So it's got that going for it.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, what if instead of like stomping on you, they had claws? Cool.
Yeah, they got claws. They can use tools. They are like prehistoric level tools. That's about what we got.
And you would think, oh, well, they've probably got some kind of like tribal like culture or ecology or someplace where they fit in. No, they've like, can they've got the usual, if there are a certain number of them, there's going to be a shaman, etc. Under ecology, it just says Wemmick clubs or cubs rather are worth 500 GP. They can be trained as servants or allies.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to enslave this human being,
you can.
Yeah.
You can also make friends with them. It's up to you. Dealer's choice.
Yeah.
And that's really it.
Yeah.
And I don't understand in this world, like, why technology for like, if in a world where like, you have like vaccines or whatever, like, yeah, probably not vaccines, but like modern medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are these like peaceful lion bros over here who don't have this. And I'm not trying to sound like as colonial quite as I sound here, but it is weird to have a literal prehistoric, these aren't supposed to be like Native Americans, supposed to be like prehistoric, like they are supposed to be like caveman level technology. How they don't get technology from like the surrounding cultures here. Like why nobody like, helps them, or why they like have not advanced if they are as intelligent and exist in the exact same place.
Right. Yeah. Like if some of these live next to Neverwinter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would, like, it just, even if it wasn't intentional, like even if I'm not trying to say like, oh, like these fools, I'm just saying like, it just seems like it would happen. Right.
Right. Like you're positing some kind of like Amish situation where there are just pockets of people who, for some reason, be it religious or societal, choose to live without certain conveniences.
And if that were the case, that would be good information to have in the habit and society section of this monster's manual entry, which instead is bereft of interest.
Right.
Like, so
some of them use magic, some of them don't.
Yeah. Oh, okay. the cubs are playful. I guess I like that.
Yeah.
But man, it's, there's just like nothing. You could have gone somewhere with these,
uh-huh,
and they chose to go nowhere with it.
Yeah.
Which is the bummer.
Yeah. I do not understand why something that has razor sharp claws also feels the need to carry this shitty hammer.
Yeah. I don't know why they use weapons there or something. Yeah. Like it's like they want to be advanced, but only to a degree, they're from folklore. So, in case you're wondering, like, these are a thing. It wasn't like D&D invented them.
Right.
Which is funny, because if I look at the, if I Google them, the first several entries are from Dungeons & Dragons. So I was pretty sure it was a Dungeons & Dragons thing. But on the furry wiki, it actually tells me what their origins are.
Huh.
So good job, wikifur.com.
Cool. Yeah.
You did it. Because the D&D things did not tell me this.
Huh.
I really needed there to be something to this other than you know. And like when they show the cubs as like playful and cute, uh-huh. I was like, oh, like cute little kitties. But then, oh no, that's sentient though.
Yeah.
Like I don't need a sentient kitten and to like infantilize a sentient kitten.
No. You know? Like are they playful? Like kids are playful, because playful kids hurt each other and they hurt each other and me. So
yeah. Yeah, they probably are. They probably like go up to you, you know, lift leg, fucking piss a bunch of cat sand into your drink, and then send you on your way.
Yep.
And then when you complain to the father, they say, okay, I'll discipline them, because they're fucking human. Like, yeah. you know, you thought I was going to say he like rakes you with his claws or something, but no, they're just people. Enough, like, out of the things, you know, this show has not made me dislike the Monsters Manual. Nope. I love the Monsters Manual. Mm-hmm. It has made me sick of bland undead.
Right.
Bland and then bland humanoids, either if they're just evil for no reason, or if they're just people that are, you know, why isn't this like an elf race?
Right.
Like, why can't I play as one of these mm-hmm. in the game if I want to?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Why is this neutral?
Yeah. Yeah. Why is this? I mean, I just, why is this?
Why is Wemmick?
Yeah. Why is Wemmick? I really wanted there to be a little bit more when I first saw this, because I never heard of these things. Like, I'm sure I read this. I've read this book before, but like, I forgot about the Wemmick. Y'all forgot about Wemmick.
Yeah. There's no hook. There's no anything. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It needs a hook. Doesn't have a hook.
Yeah.
Just imagine, what if a human could leap 30 feet forward? So it's like an Olympic level human.
Right. Gary, I don't think this episode's going to ever end, because usually we need a hook to laugh at something.
Well, the one hook I will say is that they're like weird chest mane. If you look at the illustration in the book, it looks like one person with a frankly irresponsible amount of pubic hair. Like, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like
it just keeps going down. Like, imagine if your pubic hair went halfway up your back from the front. Like, it looks like that.
Yeah, and it's definitely got a kind of length and freedom to it that's a little bit like Austin Powers' chest hair. I think maybe if the wind catches this the right way, this guy would get pulled into a closing bus door and dragged along the side.
he has to stay away from pencil sharpeners, right? and shredders and stuff. I think that's probably why they're not player classes.
Damn nobody, unruly mane. You mean around your head?
No. The paladin is not going to allow somebody with this kind of freeform pubic hair, the same way a paladin would not allow the members of the grassroots to join the party.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.